Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Call it the original podcast, call it whatever you want. Bottom line is, you're here. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I've been kicking ass doing this for four decades. Knocking out bums for 40 years. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history. Straight up, we have open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, we are hours away from Jake Paul versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Of course, Jake Paul, a man that couldn't lick a professional stamp if you wet his tongue. Come on, man. He's good for boxing to an extent, but then he's bad for boxing as well because he sort of exposes it for what a freak show it is. I mean, speaking of freak shows, let's talk about Deontay Wilder coming back last night. Of course, taking on a guy that sort of didn't belong in the ring. But then again, Deontay Wilder doesn't belong in the ring. I kid you not. He's got to be like 45 going on 90. He looked old. He looked slow. They put baby oil on his body. Is he hanging out with P. Diddy? I have no idea. But the bottom line is he looked horrible last night stopping. The fight was stoppage, but it wasn't something I could brag about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy's, what is he now? 44-4, one draw and 43 KOs. Bottom line is, he either lives or dies by the sword. Either gets knocked out or he knocks people out. That is Deontay Wilder, no doubt about that. Once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, Judge David Sutherland, of course, out of Oklahoma, my favorite judge. Of course, the guy that had Callum Plant winning over Armando Resendez about a month ago. Remember that? That had to be the most horrendous, the most inept or crooked score in the history of at least the last couple of years of boxing, no doubt about that. Anyway, he was in action last night. Just want to mention that. And I've decided to put up a new Facebook boxing page. I'm going to try to do this with Tommy D and Socrates Palmer, get together with my brain trust here, and put together a boxing page called Bad Boxing Officials. And guess what? David Sutherland will be my poster boy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jake Paul a few hours away. Deontay Wilder, way a long time away from his peak, man. He should just walk away right now. Straight up, I want to fight. Let me go. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Ogden is in the house. I'm talking about Mr. Super Dad. Take it away, Super Dad.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
That is The Average White Band, of course, from their debut LP. God, that was back in 1972, 74. But the bottom line is, of course, their recent lead singer, they say retired in 2024, but their recent singer, of course, turned lead for the Commodores. He's now the lead singer for the Commodores. And I was watching Brent Carter last night on videotape on YouTube doing Zoom and a couple of the Three Times a Lady and stuff like that. Man, Brent fits perfectly into that role as far as his voice is concerned and his physical persona. I mean, he looks like one of the Commodores. So as a group, they look great for the old-timers, per se. And, of course, there's some young guys in the band as well. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a boxing show, not a musical show, of course. Talk with Larry Merchant this week, Godfather. I'm going to go down and see him, I think, either Tuesday or Wednesday of this upcoming week. But the bottom line is he's kicking ass and just taking names. Of course, I sent him his recent interview when he appeared on the show a couple of weeks ago. So I showed him the Mark Kriegel interview, of course, when Mark and I discussed both Larry, Whitey Bulger, the mafia guy down there, that Larry sort of... Larry, I keep giving Larry a bad time. Socrates, ready to go? Okay. Hey, Sock, yes, I keep giving Larry a bad time on missing Whitey Bulger. And Whitey Bulger was probably in disguise, huh?
Well, I mean, wasn't he on the run? That's how he wound up in Cali?
Yeah, he was on the run 10 years.
So, yeah, so who knows? Maybe he was dressed as Jack Nicholson.
I said, Larry, did you hold the door for him? And then the godmama, Patricia Stitch Merchant, may she rest in peace. Of course, she passed away earlier this year. But she, I said to her, I said, so who missed Whitey? And they're pointed at each other. But the bottom line is I'm going to spend some time with him either this week or next. Of course, I'm talking about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Now, what should we get to first? Let's get to Deontay Wilder. Of course, last night it was supposed to be on pay-per-view. I don't know if it was on pay-per-view because I watched part of it on this brother's YouTube page, and he kept coming in saying subscribe to the page and screaming at you and yelling all kinds of four-letter words, that kind of stuff. It was sort of cool and sort of ghetto-ish and this and that, but it was free for the point, for the time. And of course, I watched the fight that way for most of the part. And then, of course, I switched over to another channel. I saw it on another channel through somebody else's window. But the bottom line is, I saw the fight almost up until the end. I wasn't impressed with Deontay Wilder. He's 90 going on 115. Why is it he needs to fight when he's got more money than a sucker can ever spend?
Ego, like that old Kanye West song, me and my ego. That's all, you know, that's what it's about at this point, because like you said, he's made more money than he will ever spend. You figure that his family should be well off, his children, you know, what is there to prove? You know, he did something that a lot of people never thought he'd mention. I mean, something that he never thought he'd attain. With limited skills, and he's a world champion.
Yeah, and listen, man, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The guy can punch with that right hand. He's big, he's tall. But then again, I think that I just can't imagine being, I know I'm repeating myself, but I couldn't imagine myself being 6'7" or 6'8" and ever losing a fight. Because I know when to walk away. You hear what I'm saying? Because I know when to walk away. Right. You've got to know when to walk away. You've got to listen. I mean, you know, I thought about coming back 4 years after I said, I'm giving it up as an amateur. Of course, I slapped a few guys around in the gym, this and that, and it was looking good. And everybody was saying, pat me on the back. But they didn't realize how my backing was killing me when I went home afterwards and things like that. But the bottom line is, they were all pushing me forward. It wasn't right for me. I knew it wasn't right, and I didn't go forward. You know what I'm saying? Somehow you just got to know. Like when Ernie Chavez knocked me into another world in the National Golden Gloves in Las Vegas. I'm not bragging about this, folks. It wasn't fun. But the bottom line is, he hit me so hard when I got up and I looked across the ring. There was 8 Ernie Chavez's standing there. 8 of them. I think 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 dudes. And then I looked at the referee, and there was 3 referees. So I said to myself, wow, I'm not going to continue further. I said, and the referee says to me, you want to continue? I said, no. But imagine if I'd have been stupid enough to say yes, Sock.
Listen, you know, sometimes you got to use your brains instead of the thing that's, you know, below the belt that we protect. You got to know when to walk away, man. That's why I got to give credit to Lennox Lewis. You know, I was not a fan of him when he was, you know, in his prime and, you know, really... reluctantly, he was the best heavyweight of that era. You know, but when he went life and death with Vitaly Klitschko, that was it. You know, he knew the time, and he knew the timing was right. You know, he beat everyone he's ever fought, which is something a lot of people can't say, and made a lot of money. And just
okay, I'm going to ask you this. The $64,000 question is, if Klitschko wasn't cut in that fight, would he have won?
Okay. Here's the thing. Klitschko did not run into a door before the fight. He got cut because Lennox cut him.
Yeah.
So, you know, so a lot of people try to, you know, use that. And so I don't think that's fair to Lennox. I mean, the cut obviously played a huge part. And, you know, that's why he won. But it was caused by a punch. So it's not Lennox's fault that Vitaly opened up like that. But it was a loss that Vitaly didn't even lose stock. In other words, it was the other way around. You know, the way he fought.
Listen, July 1996, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is in July or June. Bottom line, I think it was June. Of course, he's going to fight Oscar De La Hoya in one of the last closed-circuit television fights. They didn't have HBO and Showtime were duking it out as far as the pay-per-view is concerned, so they put it on the screen at the theaters, isn't it? So anyway, Chavez gets cut. He gets butted by his kid 2 weeks before the fight and opens a big gash in the middle of his forehead. So I'm the closed-circuit promoter. I've got a theater reserved with 5 screens, a whole 9 yards, and I'm sold out. Absolutely sold out. I'm thinking about selling standing room only tickets if the fire department will give me the okay. I'm serious. I mean, I got the hottest ticket going, right? And Chavez gets butted 2 weeks before the fight, and he opens up this huge cut by his kid. So I hear about it. I'm freaking out because I didn't see. Sometimes when I did the pay-per-view things, I did 3 or 4 of them, I would buy cancellation insurance. And when you buy cancellation insurance, you can sort of kick back. I mean, you got a $1,000 deductible, but if you got 10 grand into it, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing. You know where I'm coming from? So, yeah, but when Chavez got cut that time. So anyway, he continued. He went into the fight. He put some makeup over there, some new skin over the cut, this and that. He went into the fight, and Oscar opened him up pretty quick. But the bottom line is, once that bell rang for the main event, I said, as a closed circuit guy. And then one time during the fight, the screen went blank just for a second, and I freaked out. When the screen goes blank and you're a closed circuit promoter, it's like a gun to your head and they haven't pulled the trigger yet.
That's, I can imagine it's very nerve-wracking.
No! Hey, and Scott Terry, the Pittsburgh Penguin, of course, a former Pittsburgh policeman over there in Pittsburgh, California, not Pennsylvania. The bottom line is he was my cash guy, and him and the late Waleed Muhammad, of course, he was my main security guy. I mean, I had a good crew, man. I gave these guys thousands of dollars to put in their pocket. We had so much cash. And the cops, the San Bruno cops, I'm not fans of the San Bruno cops at all. Daniel, I got to tell you why. Okay, I'm making all kinds of money selling beer. I figured out a way to buy beer for 75 cents a cup and sell it for $6. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? So it's $6. I'm getting $6 a cup. So the cops are watching me make roll all this money in there at Tamforan. I got the Tamforan theaters down there in San Bruno, California. As I said, the 6-screen theater and 5-screen theater. And the cops realize I'm making all this money, and they shut my beer down at 7:30. It was supposed to let it go until 9 o'clock. Sock. You know how much money I lost?
How much, brother?
Probably about $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah, probably about 15.
What was the venue they used to hold you?
No, man, listen, when you can pay 50 cents for a cup of beer and sell it for $6, think about that.
That's definitely a nice profit.
Speaking of profit, that's what I did. I got a nonprofit organization to sponsor the gig, and I gave them a few $100, and it was just, I just knew how to do things back then. You can't do that kind of stuff nowadays. We're trying to put together a pay-per-view, a television cable series of some kind. Tony Holden and I, of course, the promoter out of Oklahoma, the father of Bryce Holden. Of course, he's the Jake Paul promoter. But we've been trying to put together a monthly series and this and that, and we can't do it because of the fact that there's no money. I don't know if you watched that card last night with Deontay Wilder or not, but that was the worst production since maybe Sports Byline did something like that. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, it definitely looked low budget. It was dark. It was just weird, man. Like, to see how far, you know, the sport has fallen in certain areas. You know, that a YouTuber is the talk of the boxing weekend, and the former heavyweight champion making a comeback isn't. Like, it's like, it's a bizarro world.
And speaking of bizarro, the analyst last night was Gabe Rosado, and all he kept saying was, I like this, or I like that, or I like this, or I like that. He had no history. He had no acumen. All he was a former or a current fighter outside of that. And as far as the guy that was calling the shots, the play-by-play guy, I hope they didn't pay him. In fact, if he paid them, he didn't pay them enough.
Mm. You know what? Kind of like to switch gears, this is where a program like Tuesday Night Fights is really missed, you know, because that was like the springboard for the guys making the comebacks. George Foreman, Roberto Duran, all these old guys that, you know, were making comebacks, they did it on USA.
USA Tuesday Night Fights, of course. Yeah, that was some fun. Of course, the Sean O'Grady was the color guy. One of the Albert brothers, of course. The Albert brothers. We'll talk about them after the break. Are they still alive, the three of them? We'll ask Socrates Palmer after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sometimes we do have a bad connection, but right now the Skype. Well, what do they call Skype now, Scott? What's the new name for Skype? Members?
Teams.
Okay. Teams seems to be working. Okay. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Yeah. Worldwide, connected by Teams, of course, from the Bronx. And now, of course, the Bronx Bomber, a.k.a. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, joins us on Saturday, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I do want to mention this. Let me bring this up. Frank 1961, the House historian, brings this up. And I got to mention this for Socrates Palmer. Maybe he'll get the ethnic connection. But the bottom line is, a boxing referee was sucker punched and swarmed by attackers inside the ring in a wild post-fight scene in the Dominican Republic. The chaos unfolded after referee Smalen Valdez raised the hand of boxer Norberto Jimenez at the Juan Pablo Duarte Olympic Center in Santo Domingo. A man who appeared upset by the decision approached Valdez in the ring before unleashing a vicious punch, sending the referee staggering backwards. Valdez attempted to leave the ring when a second person swung at him, leading several more men to surround the referee and uncork a barrage of punches. A battered Valdez, the referee eventually fell through the ropes like Joe Louis with Rocky Marciano and crashed onto the floor, where the assault continued. And Frank sends me a video of the... So, man, what's up with you guys? You guys are attacking... The Dominicans are attacking... I mean, that's the Puerto Rican stuff at wrestling matches. You don't hear that in boxing matches.
Listen, somebody was not happy that they went off script, man. I mean, there was an undefeated dude. He wasn't supposed to lose. And, you know, they took it out on the poor referee. I mean, take it out on your fighter. Right? Like, shit, if you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at the fighter. He actually had something to do with what happened, you know. So, yeah, that was an ugly incident. Hopefully those guys are suspended for a long time, or maybe banned.
Okay, I want to mention the fact that my favorite judge was in action last night. I'm talking about David Sutherland of Oklahoma, of course. He, on May 31st, 2005, had, believe it or not, Callum Plant beating Jose Armando Resendez by 2 points when he got his ass whooped and probably lost by 4 points. But the bottom line is, of course, he's had 2 fight cards since then. He worked last night as well. Of course, want to mention David Sutherland. In fact, Tommy D and I have come up with the I pushed the idea to him. We're talking about putting together a Facebook page of bad boxing officials.
Wow.
Either inept or crooked. I mean, it's got to be one or the other. You can't keep putting together spitty decisions, spitty with an H, and have it be accidental.
Listen, I'm all for it. There has to be some level of accountability, you know, whether it be through public shame, you know, let people know that, hey, you can't keep getting away with, you know, screwing guys' careers, you know, because that's what they're basically doing.
Okay, speaking of public shame, 2016 Olympian Nico Hernandez, 12-0 now, he was with 5 KOs, stopped overmatched Robert Ledesma, who came in at 3-14. With 2 KOs. I mean, and they had the balls. I don't use this word too often, but the broadcast team had the balls to say his record. They weren't even smart enough to say a veteran of 16 fights with a couple of knockouts. You hear what I'm saying? They weren't even smart enough to do that. They was just like, it was so bush league. I've never, ever, ever seen a production that bad.
Yeah, I didn't even catch that, but you have to try to add some sort of level of credibility to what you're watching. And that's a great way to put it. You say a veteran of 16 fights, you don't go out and say a 3-14 record. It's like,
no. He ended up being 3-14. He was 2-14 going in. And then you've got guys like, You know, I watched a guy named Latif Coyote last night. He was staggering around the ring. And of course, this unbeaten heavyweight from Cuba, Gustavo Trujillo, now 8-0, 7 KOs. He's a guy that, I mean, I don't know what his acumen is or what his background is. He's a bare-knuckle champion, that kind of stuff. He looked like he couldn't fight at all.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the type of broadcast that will break records on YouTube that people will be watching.
But the Bold Truth or whatever his name is, whoever that guy was that had the website going on last night, a brother had it, and he kept coming back between rounds and threatening people if they didn't subscribe to his channel, he was going to cut them off, all kinds of stuff. It was pretty hysterical. Of course, then I was able to watch the fight through binoculars instead.
Okay, that's a smart move. So the guy's streaming the fight illegally and then threatening people to subscribe to his channel.
Yeah, so I subscribed to him. I thought it was pretty. Listen, he was putting it up when the other channels were having difficulties as far as the coming across with the broadcast. Also on the card, unbeaten heavyweight, as I mentioned, this guy, Gustavo Trio. He's 7-0 with 6 knockouts. He's a bare-knuckle champion. You ever heard of him?
Just now, when you mentioned him. To be frank.
Okay, real quick, let's get on to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and the Coke Kid, of course. And you know, I mean, I remember when I met him, he didn't shave. He didn't shave. And here's the two different times I was in contact with him. He just turned pro, and he was on some Top Rank card, I believe, or a Don King card, one or the other, in San Jose, California. Mm-hmm. I think it was an Aram card. And he's on this card in San Jose, California. And I asked him, do you shave? He goes, no, I don't shave yet. So he didn't shave. So the next time I went and saw him, he was at the L.A. Forum, and I went in the dressing room to interview him pre-fight, and he wasn't there. And I said, where was he? I said, and they're looking at me, the corner man looking at me, and they're talking broken Spanish and this kind of stuff. Man, you guys know I don't speak good Spanish. What are you saying? Bottom line is, I turned around, and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. came walking out of the shower with a towel around him and a girl. So he was getting laid vertically. That's what it appeared that he was doing pre-fight. That's how dedicated Chavez Jr. was.
Yeah, I mean, that discipline and Chavez Jr. are two words that really rarely go together. You talk about someone that was born on third base and, you know, was pushed across home plate. Chavez Jr., he's 39. It's funny, I thought you figured he'd be older, but his career, you know, he had no amateur background, so I kind of always used to give him a benefit of the doubt. He got better throughout the years, but then after the Sergio Martinez fight, everything went downhill for him.
That's because everything went downhill for him, and no, everything went up his nose.
Yes, good segue. He went skiing downhill, and he just never recovered. You know, his last time he fought was going to be a year ago against Uriah Hall, and you kind of could smell this fight coming because it was on the undercard of the Jake Paul Mike Perry. You know.
It's pretty sad when you say you can smell this fight coming. That's pretty
sad. Yeah. You know, but you know, I give him credit, at least at the weigh-in, from the neck down, he looked okay. But his eyes were woo. I don't know if you got to see those pictures or the video. He was zooming, man. So let's see how I think it'll be good while it lasts, you know. If Chavez Jr. if he dedicated himself, he'd beat the breaks off of Jake Paul, but we know why he's there. He's there to keep the gravy train rolling, and it's let's see if either he gets stopped or he quits. One of the two, right?
Well, hey, you know, this Raidad season, the WBC Boxing Grand Prix, have you heard about this? The Professional Boxing World Cup is proving to be magnificent, according to Mr. Mauricio Sulaiman. How serious can we take Mauricio Sulaiman these days?
You could take him as serious as he imposes his rules on Canelo Alvarez. How's that? You know, he's very selective on the stipulations of his sanctioning body.
Paulie Malignaggi called it the greatest duck of all time. In the history of boxing, there's never been a greater duck than Canelo Alvarez ducking David Benavidez. That's what he says.
If it doesn't happen, it certainly will go down as the biggest duck.
And yesterday, he was talking about retirement, I'm old, blah, 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 blah. So win or lose probably after this fight with Crawford, of course, September the 12th in Las Vegas, he's supposedly hinting at retirement. I wish he would go away before the fight. Either that, or I hope he gets mortified. Not my favorite guy.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, to be a Canelo apologist, and the guy's had a great career, but you know, he will be remembered for not making the biggest fight.
No, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, and look, he has to make that fight, especially since he's had the cloud of PEDs over his head. You know, he hasn't looked spectacular in a long time. He's picking and choosing. I mean, and he's not the first guy to cherry pick fighters, right? I mean, Floyd Mayweather did it, and many other guys before that. But you know, he's literally like saying, "I'm too good for the sport, and I'll do what I want when I want." And the fact that he's not fighting David Benavidez is a slap in the face to all fight fans and Mexico. And his legacy will be tarnished if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, but the Mexican people, the minority of Mexican fans out there berate him over it. But for the most part, the majority of boxing fans kiss his ass.
I mean, boxing is fueled by nationalism, you know, and Mexicans are, they're hero worshippers, you know, especially their athletes. And Canelo has brought a lot of pride, and he's been the face. He's been the franchise of boxing for the last 10 years. You know, he's a quarterback. But at the same time, there's a responsibility when you're the quarterback, you know, to make the best fights possible, especially the fact that you only fight twice a year.
Good point.
You know, it's not like he's given us 3 and 4 times, you know, he's coming out, you know, fighting twice a year, and you're fighting, you know, the bum of the quarter. Come on, we don't need to see that.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sock, have a good week. Hug the wife and the kids.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing and MMA. More after the break.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday, Shakur Stevenson. I kid you not. Born on this day, of course, June 28, 1997, the current WBC lightweight champion. He will be appearing on this show. We're supposed to tape this interview sometime next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday. So we thank Mr. Shakur Stevenson for the time, no doubt about that. Of course, he's got a lot of things to do. We expect this to be a good interview. We'll have fun back and forth. Believe me, it should be a gas. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You know, the crazy stuff that went on there in the Dominican Republic brings me back to September 1994 in Macau, when we had a fixed fight go on and the Chinese people started throwing stuff in the ring. And before you know it, they were throwing chairs and all kinds of stuff. And of course, Pedro being the hero that he is, I took the ring car girls and left the arena. I keep saying, come on, man, I had to save the girls and get out of there straight up, right? Anyways, and then the other time I was at the Richmond Auditorium. I was a ring announcer for Lionel Butler and Terry Davis, my former Golden Glove champion buddy. I'm talking about Terry Davis, of course, the Terminator, a guy that was undefeated. And then he was Sly Stallone's right hand until he slept with Sly Stallone's girlfriend. Once he did that Michelle Pfeiffer girl, once he was caught having sex with Michelle Pfeiffer at the pool, at Sly Stallone's pool. I kid you not, that's how he screwed up his career. I kid you, Terry Davis. So Terry Davis, he was from Vallejo, California, a white dude. He could fight, no doubt about that. But man, when you don't mess with the boss's wife, I mean, a girlfriend, that was a stupid move, no doubt about that. But Terry Davis, may he rest in peace. But in September of 1994, Macau was pretty wild. In the Richmond Auditorium in 1991, when Lionel Butler won, I think he won by, take that back. Terry Davis won by a disqualification in two rounds over Lionel Butler. Of course, Lionel Butler was the Tyson lookalike, the guy that tried to get to play Tyson in the movies, but he was killing guys he was killing the other actors. He was killing them. He was coming by Lionel. So Lionel, he looked like Tyson, he sort of acted like Tyson, but he didn't have quite the experience and the technique, of course, that Mike Tyson had. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Want to bring up the fact that Khalil Roundtree won last week, of course, on the, man, that was pretty sad. I'm scary. I'm talking about the USC card on ABC. Of course, ABC, that's cool. ABC and ESPN Plus, both carrying this card. More power to Dana White. Dana White privilege, straight up, that's what it is. But bottom line is Khalil Roundtree coming off that fight with Pereira, of course, got his face opened up like somebody took a knife to him and cut him up all over the place. Bottom line is he came back and he won a unanimous nod last week. Of course, that was on ABC, USC on ABC. And of course, USC going tonight, USC 317, of course. Man, is this guy still around? I can't believe he's still around. But the bottom line is, you know, I guess they have a hard time getting rid of guys. We're talking about Charles Oliveira. I thought he was gone a long time ago. And he was taking on Ilia Topuria in a lightweight main event that's five rounds. Of course, it looks like a non-title fight. And of course, in a championship fight at flyweight, going to be Alexandra Pantaho, the champion, taking on Kai Kara France. And I think those are chicks. I hope they're chicks. Anyway, Alexandra, I hope so. Bottom line is, that is the UFC 317 card. Of course, Dana's kicking ass. He's drawing 15,000, 17,000 people week after week. This will be at the T-Mobile Arena, of course, Paradise, Nevada. He's kicking ass in Vegas, no doubt about that. But he's kicking ass wherever he goes. I mean, you got to give Dana some credit. I don't like him. I if he was on fire, I'd watch him burn. I mean, I feel that way. I just would. I'd watch him burn. But you know, he's done a lot for the USC as far as making money. So he turned it from a million-dollar business into a billion-dollar business. Of course, he had the backing of the Fertitta brothers and the money the Fertitta brothers put together. But outside of that, it was Dana White to put together the USC, no doubt about that. Now, talking about tonight's card, man, this is a bit of a disgrace as far as boxing is concerned. But you got to call it what it is. Of course, Jake Paul and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Of course, Chavez Jr., a guy that one point in time, I think he held the WBA. He did hold the WBC middleweight crown at one point in time. Then he got exposed by the aforementioned Sergio Martinez, brought up by Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer there. But, of course, this is at 190 pounds. And when he came when I saw him, when he started out training for this fight about 6 or 8 weeks ago, Chavez looked like he was like 200 plus pounds, big fat guy, this and that. I mean, looked like he'd been drinking beer and eating Doritos and that. Bottom line is, it looks like he was. But he's lost the weight. I think he's come down to like 190 pounds for this fight. Good luck on that one. But Chavez and Paul is the main event, of course. Zerto Ramirez taking on, speaking of a guy called Doritos, not Dorticos. Bottom line is, taking on Uriel Dorticos for the WBA and WBO 200-pound titles. That ain't no big thing for me. But next week, I take that back, July the 11th, of course, on Netflix. If you've got Netflix, you don't have to steal your pay-per-view. That's what they tell me. I don't know. I don't have either. Bottom line is Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor going for the third time, of course, undisputed female junior welterweight title, of course, 140-pound title on the line. Of course, Amanda Serrano won the first fight, won the second fight. The first fight, she won like, she landed like 80 more punches and lost. I mean, it was some unbelievable scores. I mean, Katie Taylor with her third hand, you know, being that buddy, she's a butter. There's no doubt she's a dirty fighter. And I don't say that, I don't take that lightly. I wouldn't say that lightly. You know, I wouldn't say that about somebody if I didn't think it was documented. I mean, if you look at her head, she's got three hands like Evander Holyfield. You know, when Evander Holyfield butted Mike Tyson back in 1996, he did it. There was no doubt about it. Holyfield fought with his head in front of his hands, and he did it on purpose. I thought he used that head with a lot of guys. He used it with Riddick Bowe to put Riddick in position. I mean, he just did. I mean, Evander was... Yeah, call it what you want, but he was a dirty fighter, no doubt about that. You know, but he's a good guy to be around. Of course, maybe he's not all together now, of course, after the residual effects of professional boxing, the fact that he was a cruiserweight, 190-pounder, of course, until he put on those Flintstone vitamins. And you can't deny it. Of course, he said, oh, he's never tested positive for a steroid, but he did take a picture with the FedEx guy that delivers steroids to his house to a guy named Evan Fields from the Signature Pharmacy. The Signature Pharmacy, I believe, was located in Florida, and he lived in Georgia, and the guy came to the door. I said, I have a package for Evan Fields, not Evander Holyfield, Evan Fields. And, of course, the FedEx driver said, can I take a picture with you? So, you know, he takes a picture with him, and guess what? You know, it turns out there's steroids in the package, straight up. Want to mention the fact that Joe Papa Bird passed away. Flint, Michigan, call him what you want. You know, he was a godfather, no doubt about that. I mean, he was, for a long time, he was a face of boxing out of Flint, Michigan. Of course, he has his kids, Chris Bird Jr. Chris Bird, of course, was the IBF heavyweight title holder at one point in time. He had the daughter, can't remember her name, bottom line. He had some really good fighters, no doubt about that. Of course, he was a guy back in the early 60s that when... He was turning pro, and Don Elbaum, the now 94-year-old promoter, still alive, he was a promoter, and Don Elbaum didn't have an opponent for Joe Bird. So guess what? Don Elbaum put on some trunks. The promoter put on some trunks, went out there, and I think it lost the decision to Joe Bird. But Joe Bird, may he rest in peace. Of course, it was Tim Bird, Pat Bird, and Tracy Bird. Tracy Bird won the IBF, the IWBF, and the different world women's titles in a 10-year career that spanned 24 professional fights. But of all the Birds, I thought that her and Chris were the best, no doubt about that. But the bottom line is, may Joe Bird rest in peace. He was a good guy, no doubt. I mean, he just was. He was a wonderful guy to be around. I mean, you can learn from him, and he would correct you on things. I mean, but he would correct you in a manner to where you weren't feel like you were being corrected. He would sort of like give you his insight on things. He was very smooth about things like that. But he passed away this week at the, take the bet, Monday, June 23rd, at the age of 89. May he rest in peace. July the 12th, guess who comes back? The fake himself, the Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. It's hard for me to go this and say this, but, you know, Edgar Belang is a piece of work. When I say work in the show, you know what I mean. I mean spit with an H. But the bottom line is, yeah, he's a piece of work. Of course, he's taking on Hamza Shiraz. Of course, this is the Sheik's fighter. Of course, that's on the Shakur Stevenson undercard. Speaking of Shakur Stevenson, the birthday boy, we will have him on the show. We're supposed to tape him Tuesday or Wednesday this week, so I look forward to that. And, you know, it'll be a serious sit-down with Shakur Stevenson. Of course, taking on William Cepeda. Cepeda, the number one ranked WBC contender at 135 pounds. Of course, Shakur hasn't fought all that much of late, but he did fight in February. And he scored a stoppage, of course, over that Josh Pauly guy. But Josh Pauly didn't belong in that ring. He was a last-minute opponent. I think Josh Pauly was a garbage man or a truck driver or something like that. And they called him and said, can you come over and do the fight? He said, oh, okay. He went over and got the fight and made some money. Evidently, he got $500,000 from the Sheik, and more power to him. If he can retire on that, right on. July 19th. Big day in boxing, no doubt about that. Three big fight cards. We'll talk about Oleg Usyk and Daniel Dubois coming to us from across the pond, of course, for the undisputed heavyweight title. I'm leaning towards Daniel Dubois there. I'm hoping Dubois just stops Oleg Usyk. I think Oleg Usyk, everybody says, oh, he's one of the all-time greats. You don't give him any props. Listen, man, he's never lost a fight probably as a professional or as a cruiserweight and or as a heavyweight. Of course, he lost that one fight when he got hit with that body shot and it was against Dubois the first time. It may have been. Of course, he went down. The referee gave him the benefit of the doubt, if not give him a gift. But the bottom line is, I'm not impressed with Oleg Usyk. Never really have been. Taking on Daniel Dubois, I'm hoping Dubois runs him into the ground. Double D, Daniel Dubois, the IBF heavyweight title holder versus Oleg Usyk, who holds the rest of the belts. That's July 19th on pay-per-view. Thanks for coming to us from Wembley Stadium in the UK. Of course, July 19th on DAZN, Bam Rodriguez, Jesse Rodriguez, taking on Fimile Kafu. Of course, this is the WBC and WBO 115-pound titles. Also on the card, Diego Pacheco, world-ranked 168-pounder, taking on Trevor McCombie. Of course, that's going to be July 19th on DAZN. Of course, also July 19th, wow, come do some Las Vegas, Nevada. Manny Pacquiao taking on Mario Barrios. Of course, Pacquiao has two chances in that one. Slim and none, probably. And Slim has probably left the country. But the bottom line is, he's 46 and he wants to do it again. And I've got no knock on him for wanting to do it, because if he's willing to sacrifice his, you know, well-being, mentally, physically, medically, all that kind of good stuff, you know, that's his choice to make. But the bottom line is, I feel for the 12 guys who are ranked in the WBC that didn't get the shot because you know, the WBC, the top 12 contenders are eligible to fight for the WBC title. The top 12 contenders. So all those 12 guys had to step aside, or won't get, one of those 12 guys won't get a title shot because Manny Pacquiao, at the age of 46 years old, has been brought in to be this pay-per-view leader, of course, on July 19th. I'm not down with that. I got a problem with that. I mean, whether the undercard is great or not, I've got a problem with that. Those fighters deserve to be paid. I mean, it's just, come on, man. I mean, think about that. You're fighting your whole life and this and that, and you're in a position where you're going to fight for a title, and they bring in some guy that's not even in the rankings, and you go with it? Come on, you got to be kidding me. Of course, Christian Mubili was in action last night. Who's Christian Mubili? In case you didn't know, he's a WBC, the world of Bunko and Chicanery. Of course, Weeby Canelo, call him what you want, but you know, he was a winner last night, and I got to tell you, man, this is a little crazy. It was for the WBC interim title. Now, the WBC champion is Canelo Alvarez, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, he's active in May. He'll be active again in September. So he isn't on the shelf. I mean, you bring in an interim champion when the regular champion is like got an injury and he can't fight. So what you do is you bring in some other guy, you make him like be the mock champion, and then when the real champion gets well, they have a clash for the real title. But the bottom line is, it doesn't look like they're going to do that in the WBC. It looks like they're just looking for extra sanctioning bodies. The WBC number one ranked super middleweight, Christian Mubili, now 29 and zip, 24 KOs, crushed the number seven ranked Masi Sulika. Sulika couldn't fight if you really, he couldn't fight. 33-4, 13 KOs. When you can't punch, you only got 13 KOs and 33 wins, 33% knockout rings. You're probably not going to beat a whole lot of world-class guys. You're just not. Of course, that was Friday night in a clash of the WBC interim world title in Quebec City, Canada. Of course, Mubili coming from Canada. They needed to put a belt on the line. Of course, my man, Mauricio Suma, stood right up and gave him a belt. Of course, he got that sanctioning, those sanctioning fees as well. Former middleweight title challenger, Steve Bang Bang Butler, now 36-5. One draw and 30 KOs, avenged a 2021 loss in a rematch against Jose De Jesus Macias, now 29-14. If you couldn't be a guy that's 29-14, man, you got problems. 29-14 with four draws. Four draws is sort of suspect of some bad judging. And, of course, 15 KOs. Butler knocked out Macias 133-2, round number four. Of course, two knockdowns involved. Heavyweight, I have a problem with this guy's name, but heavyweight, Arzelbak Makhmudov, 20-2. Needed just a minute and 57 seconds to knock out previously unbeaten Ricardo Brown. Brown came in at 12 and zip, 11 KOs. He got drilled 157 into the round. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. AWB to the break. Bad connection, and I'm half asleep. Making conversation with you should be easy. But it ain't. Wish you could be with me.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver.
Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you always have to clear your throat just before you go back on the air? Only in the world of radio. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Fighter of the Month, June 2025. Of course, Junto Nakatani, who stopped Ryo Nishida. Actually, Ryo Nishida quit and didn't want to come out for like the sixth or seventh round a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line is, I think he is a Fighter of the Month. No doubt about that. The WBC and IBF, now Bantamweight title holder, 31 and zip, 24 KOs. I think eventually we're going to see him and the Noah Inouye hook it up eventually. Hopefully it'll be next year. I mean, Inouye sort of doesn't have Junto Nakatani on his radar, but the bottom line is this is the biggest fight in the history of Japan, and they got to do it, no doubt about that, and I would love to go across the pond for that, no doubt about that. Now, as far as the upcoming fights are concerned, tonight's fights, you know, I don't know what to say as far as Jake Paul and Julio Cesar Chavez is concerned, but if you got nothing to do, I guess that's something to do. But the bottom line is, I'm probably going to have something to do, and I probably won't be watching it. I'll look for it on YouTube or something like that. Of course, I want to have props to give to the guy that went crazy last night with that YouTube thing. Of course, with the 20,000 subscribers, I just hope you've got legal help, because if they come after you legally, I think you're in a little bit of trouble. When you steal somebody's pay-per-view signal, maybe if you're not making money on it. I don't know. What's up with that? I have no idea what the copyright laws are like, but copyright laws are like. But the bottom line is, I didn't think you could record somebody, you could broadcast somebody's thing that was on pay-per-view, broadcast it live on YouTube, and get away with it. Bottom line is, I thought there would be some legal repercussions or, you know, but I guess not. So more power to them. Straight up, I mean, you know, give them props. I thought it was somewhat entertaining, a little ghetto-ish. If you can deal with a little ghetto talk, that was pretty cool. But outside of, you know, it wasn't a fight worth paying for. I think they wanted $29 for it or something like that. It wasn't a fight that you want to pay $29 for. It just wasn't. But it is what it is, and that is boxing nowadays. No doubt about that. Now, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, will feature the great Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, we're talking about the upcoming Shakur Stevenson fight. Of course, Shakur Stevenson is going to do his thing real soon. And Shakur, we'll talk with him Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll put him on tape. But the bottom line is, you know, he's one of the pound-for-pound better fighters in the world of boxing. And if he's got the hand surgery together, Eddie Croft told me he was the best of the bunch, that he beats Tank Davis, that he beats Ryan Garcia, that he beats all these guys. And Devin Haney, he beats them all, and he beats them handily. That's what Eddie Croft has told me. Guess what? Primetime Eddie Croft at B Street Boxing in San Mateo, California, hasn't been wrong too often. Good fight this week. Floyd Schofield taking on Tevin Farmer. Tevin Farmer, of course, he is 33-8, but the young man, Schofield, is like 18-0 with like 12 knockouts. Watch that fight. Of course, that's on the Honda Center card tonight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to thank Super Dad. That's right, the Super Dad and the Super Son himself. Talking to Mr. Daniel Ogden for being the producer today. And I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. The Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, the same channel. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide.